British Captain James Dunlap was wounded at the Battle of Cane Creek and recovered in the house for a few days before catching up with the Corps in modern Rutherfordton. Despite a myth to the contrary, he was not captured by the Overmountain men. By December, promoted to major, he was leading Tory attacks in South Carolina. The following March, he was captured along with other British soldiers. While being taken to Salisbury, they stopped overnight, with the officers confined to an upstairs bedroom of the house. Dunlap had a reputation for cruelty that did him in. On the night of Tuesday, March 27, 1781, or the 28th, according to a witness, five of the rebel militia entered the room about 11 o'clock at night and came over to the bed with a lighted candle. They shot two pistols at his head, awakening the officers sleeping in the room with him. Those men begged the rebels not to murder them. The bed catches fire from the pistol sparks and is increasing very fast. The Patriots order the British officers to put out the fire, which they did with the assistance of some water that lay in the room. The Patriots then demanded Captain Dunlap's helmet, boots and spurs, etc. The Whigs leave the room briefly with their prizes. On returning, one checks on Dunlap and cries, "Damn him, he's not dead yet," and discharged another pistol at him. The Patriots then leave for good, thinking him dead for sure this time. Remarkably, Dunlap is still alive. He asks his fellow officers to treat his wounds, adding he thought he might live if good care was taken of him. They do so and stay up all night with him, but are marched off the next morning by their captors. The Patriot guards agree to leave one British corporal behind to take care of him. Around 2 that afternoon, the attackers return. One, Arthur Cobb, demands that Dunlap be moved out of the house. Dunlap begs, for God's sake, to let him die easy. Cobb makes the corporal help Dunlap sit up in the bed, raises his rifle, and shoots Dunlap, finally dead. The corporal is taken off to catch up to the prisoners and relayed this story to the British officers the next day. Turn around. Across the road is the McKinney-Twitty House. Earlier residents reported that the man who built it in the 1800s scavenged some of the floorboards from the Gilbert House, which was pulled down in 1878. Those supposedly still have Dunlap's bloodstains. Please resist the temptation to bother current residents for a look. Numerous artifacts from Gilbert Town, including musket balls, tools, and building hardware, are displayed in the hallway of the Rutherford County Office Building at 289 North Main Street in Rutherfordton. Historical tidbits. In early July of 1776, Cherokees, or Tories disguised as Cherokees, attacked the settlement here and killed, perhaps, dozens of men, women, and children. This was one of the raids that led to a campaign by state militia against dozens of villages that autumn. The area around you is privately owned, but has been designated a National Historic District. Archaeologists have found numerous artifacts and the probable exact location of the Gilbert House, but have not publicized the information to protect the area from souvenir hunters. Please respect the history here.